Hey everyone, welcome to episode 7 of the Gamers Lounge. I'm your host, Chad Thompson.
And I'm his partner, Jeffrey Kirby.
Now, today is January 30th, 2011, and we have plenty of news for you today.
And here's a bit of extra news. From today, well, actually not just today, but today, yesterday, the day before, pretty much just from Friday to Monday, it was an Xbox Live Gold weekend. Which means that just going onto Xbox Live, even if you don't have a gold subscription, you automatically would have gotten access to everything.
So there you go. If you don't have gold, you can have it for this weekend. But yep. Since this show airs on Monday, that's not really much of a use to anyone.
Hey, it lasts tomorrow too.
Okay, so you have it for one day.
But also, it means that I can complete the multiplayer matchmaking challenges.
Good for you. Anyway, now for the show. So, Jeffrey, have you ever had a game that you felt had endless gameplay potential?
Well, I can't play the Pokemon games for a few hundred hours without ever getting bored.
That's true. Well, then you might like this game. It's called Final Promise Story for the PSP, and according to the developer, it has 400 hours of gameplay in it.
So what you're saying is that it'll take you 400 hours to beat the game?
Of course not. That would be a bit over the top. If you take the quickest route, clearing the game will take you 50 hours. However, the game has multiple endings and characters, so if you take every possible route and explore the entire game, it'll take about 400 hours to finish.
Sounds like a pretty interesting game. Sounds kind of similar to a game that my brother's got, Dragon Age Origins. So, what's it like?
Well, it's a PSP RPG that's being created by a Japanese company called Image Epoch. This is actually their first game. The game is set in a small kingdom which has started to fall the overwhelming might of the mechanized empire known as Savvy Chanter. You play as a soldier whose main goal is to save the kingdom and its people. Wolf, the game's main character, has talent in both sword and sorcery, but he doesn't know his capabilities at the beginning of the game. The weapons in the game are interesting, known as golden weapons. They have lots of power, but using them eats up the soul of their user. This is blended with gameplay quite effectively. Each character has soul power. Once someone's soul power is depleted, the character is gone for good and can't be revived again.
Bum, bum, bum.
The battle system in the game promises to require a high level of strategy, so if you like that kind of thing, this game might appeal to you. Not much has been revealed about the battle system, but according to the developer, the enemies will adapt to your strategies beyond the limits of individual battles. So you always have to be on your toes when facing the same enemy over and over again.
Sounds like a pretty interesting game. So, when's it going to be released?
If everything goes according to plan, April 28th of this year.
That's your birthday.
Yeah, it is.
In other news, what do you think people would do if they hacked the Kinect?
I've never really thought about that much. Why do you bring it up?
Well, reports are saying that people have been modifying the Kinect to map out entire sections of road, complete with buildings and scenery.
How did that happen?
Some weird, crazy guy strapped a Kinect sensor to the hood of his car, hooked it up to his laptop and a Nexus One phone, and set about creating a 3D model of anywhere he drove.
That's pretty cool and kind of creepy.
Yes. Yes, it is.
But anyway, Sony has announced a new handheld console recently, the NGP.
Is this going to replace the PSP or be sold alongside it?
Well, it's going to replace the PSP for sure. First of all, it's got a 5-inch OLED screen, the same screen used in Microsoft's Zune HD, and very similar to Apple's Retina display for the iPhone and iPod Touch. And it has a quad-core processor capable of running PS3 games.
So you can play PS3 games on the NGP.
That hasn't been really confirmed, but supposedly you can.
That's pretty cool.
Also, the NGP has a lot of different controls to it. For starters, it has dual analog sticks, like a PS3 controller. It also has two touch-sensitive areas, a touchscreen in the front, and a touchpad in the back of the device. This will allow the NGP to compete in the growing touchscreen gaming market.
So how exactly does the rear touchpad even work?
Well, the rear touchpad is the same size as the touchscreen in the front, and has some major advantages for gaming. First of all, the fingers naturally rest in the back of the device while you're holding it, so it solves the common problem of trying to hold the device with one hand and tapping with the other. It just feels more natural. Also, having the touchpad in the back keeps the fingers away from what's on the screen, another problem with traditional touchscreen gaming.
But that's not all. The NGP also includes front and rear-facing cameras, including video chat functionality, a compass, GPS, and Wi-Fi and 3G capability, just like my iPhone.
Sony has stated that the NGP, which will be sporting a different name on release, will hit stores this holiday season for an unspecified price.
Although from what we see with the specs on the device, That price will probably be in the $250 to $350 price range. Next, in gaming and movie news, Rovio Mobile and Fox have partnered up to create an Angry Birds animated movie called Angry Birds Raya. From the creators of Ice Age, Angry Birds is expected to be in movie theaters by April. Rovio and 20th Century Fox will embark on a full-out merchandising campaign, complete with TV spots, posters, and a film website. Angry Birds actually already has its own board game and TV show in the works, so the enhanced exposure will only further the game's worldwide fame. So what began as a Finnish phenomena, Angry Birds has become global as it continues to break records worldwide. Angry Birds also marks the first gaming crossover from video game app to mainstream movie and TV shows, giving new hope to app builders everywhere.
You think they might be overdoing it with the franchise? Why not just stick to developing games?
Well, a lot of people are actually agreeing with you on that.
For once.
Some say that Angry Birds might oversaturate the market and kill itself off. But others are hopeful on its success.
I guess we'll just have to wait for this one to play itself out then.
And last but not least, do you own an Android device? If so, you might be able to start playing classic PlayStation games on your phone in the near future. Here's Chad with more on that story.
Sony has announced plans to bring classic PlayStation 1 games to Android phones and tablets before the end of 2011. Users will be able to download the classic games via a new PlayStation Store, which is part of Sony's PlayStation Suite mobile gaming platform. No titles have yet been announced, but Engadget posted a picture from the conference where the new PlayStation Suite and PSP 2 were announced, showing five games: platform game Medieval, third-person shooter Siphon Filter, snowboarding game Cool Borders 2, racing game Rallycross, and RPG Wild Arms. One requirement: you must have Android 2.3 Gingerbread or higher.
Gingerbread.
Assuming all goes right, this seems like good news for Google, especially with the Verizon iPhone on the way. As one person commented at Engadget, Google can thank Sony for bringing gaming to Android.
Well, thanks for listening to the Gamers Lounge and for watching if you're watching this live, or if you're going to watch the pre-recorded video on Chad's YouTube channel.
I'll have two pre-recorded videos this time, one being shot at a different angle from my laptop, and another one being shot at the same angle from our regular camcorder over there. So, twice the fun, really.
Thanks for listening. I'm Jeffrey Kirby.
And I'm Chad Thompson. And if you want to check out our Twitter page, it's Gamer Lounge Cast. That's Gamer without the S, at Twitter. Where we'll be posting new episodes and when we're going to be live streaming. And subscribe to us on iTunes and check out our site, gamersloungecast.co.cc. That's all for this show, and we'll see you in 2 weeks.